I'm bringing this up. They said it wouldn't qualify with their regulations we're putting on things, so they can't use it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we're sitting here condemning somebody else with put regulations on here. We're sitting down and putting regulations on so we won't have them. I mean, this is contrary to what we talked about the other day.
I think, Mr. Osterbeck, there's a real big difference.
Yeah.
Because the regulations, and Mr. Hackney and I agree on this, some of the daycare regulations are really restrictive. For instance, one that I think is unnecessary is that you have to have a potty, a toilet, for every 10 children. Well, children don't go to the bathroom that often, as much as it may seem. They really don't need 10% of their time to be in there, is what that works out to. So, you know, and so you can't use a church, because what church would have that many toilets? And so some of the regulations, they just don't really, they're not really necessary, and they really are burdensome. Now, this is a little bit different kind of regulation, because what this is doing is making something available to people where otherwise it would simply not be available to them. There may be some feeling that maybe we should make some ferries available, but we can't afford to do all of them. But I think over the 10 years that we're looking, in 10 years, in 4 years, probably in 10 years to be sure, we're going to be able to afford that. It's not going to be a matter of kind of expense that we can't afford. And I think that all the ferries should be available to all the people. I don't think you should say to a handicapped person, you can go to Whittier, but you can't go to Glacier Bay.
Now, the reason I brought this up is, suppose we had a child care, we couldn't get any more money for it, so we have to go and put this ramp in it, which wouldn't be necessary.
If you had handicapped children in that daycare, and, that's a real good point, Mr. Osterbeck, because, as a matter of fact, both of the daycare centers that my son has gone to had handicapped children in it, and the buildings were not adequate for handicapped children. And so I think that would be good.
If we can get the funding, and if we can't get the funding this well, we'll close it up. We'll have to move on until we get the funding.
Yeah, but Mr. Osterbeck, it allows 10 years.
Yeah.
And so I don't think the funding is going to really be a very real problem over the 10-year period.
I have a question.
Mr. Sponsor.
Is the effective date of this act 10 years from now?
Effective date for new buildings is right now.
Well, I was trying to pick out the effective date in there, but
Section 5, last page. It takes effect immediately.